Welcome to Unconventional Success, where we are rewriting the rules for female solopreneurs. I'm your host, Tiffany Dawson, a business and mindset coach. I help women who value freedom to earn the income they need to facilitate the lifestyle they want. I'll share interviews with successful female founders and my own tips on how to build a bulletproof mindset, make your own rules for your reality, and think strategically about your business, so you can earn free-flowing revenue while spending quality time with your family. Remember, you can do life and business in a totally unconventional way and be wildly successful at the same time. The only person you need permission from is you. Hello, welcome to another episode of Unconventional Success. I am thrilled to be talking to you today, but I've got to say, I have felt a little bit flustered over the last 5 minutes. You see, my office things aren't all in the right place. The current room where I would usually do my work is currently being occupied by my parents, who have come to visit all the way from Australia. It's been such a nice time with them, watching little Harry get to know his grandparents. It's been really special. My things that would usually be in this room has been scattered all over the house because I've tried to find other places to work. But they're away this week. They've done a little trip to Malta, living their best retired lives. So I'm back in my office, but I couldn't find my microphone. And you know when you just get ready to do something for business? So I was just so ready to sit down and start recording this podcast episode. But instead, for about 5 to 10 minutes, I've been running around the house trying to figure out where I put the microphone. No idea where it was. And all of my other microphones are crap. Like the one on my headset, the microphone quality is so bad, and my laptop microphone is really bad as well. So I really needed to find it. Anyway, finally got it, plugged it in, started recording, and then my dog was barking downstairs hysterically. She usually doesn't do that. So I was like, oh no, what if she really needs to go to the toilet or something? So I run down, got her outside, and then while I was outside, my husband knocked on the front door because he'd forgotten to take his key with him because he goes to CrossFit at lunchtime. Anyway, you know when all of that stuff just happens in one go and you're like, hang on, 5 minutes ago I was not this stressed. Anyway, I'm here now. I've got my microphone, my dog is happy, my husband's in the house, and I can start on this very important episode. I want to talk a little bit about loneliness in entrepreneurship. I feel like this is not something that people warn you about when you leave your 9-to-5 to go and start a business. The loneliness you feel, especially if you come from corporate or from an environment where you work in a team, it can be such a huge difference in environment and the vibe that you work in. So for me, I worked in corporate engineering for about 8 or 9 years in Australia, in the UK, in small offices, in big offices. It didn't matter what type of office I was in. The type of work that I did was teamwork. So I was one cog in a huge machine where we would design building systems and then it would all come together. So sometimes I'd work with people within my own office, sometimes interstate or in a different country, or even with other companies. So you're constantly talking with people, problem solving together. And not just that, you're kind of sharing your problems and your wins, or if something funny happens, you can just turn around and tell the person next to you and have a little laugh. So when I went out to start my own coaching business, I knew that I would be working by myself. But the thing I didn't realize was that I would be alone and even quite lonely at times. Have you ever felt this? Did you go from a place where you worked with loads of people to working alone? I'd love to hear. Let me know in the DMs over on Instagram. But one of the things that I missed straight away, I think I remember thinking this to myself in my first week of self-employment, I miss the banter. For me, I love stupid small talk. Not small talk as in like, oh, how's the weather today? It's really bad. I forgot to put my raincoat on. Not that kind of small talk, but little jokes with people or little digs at people that are funny. The thing is, I love making people laugh. I love having a laugh with other people. So this is definitely something I missed and still do miss today, to be quite honest. The second thing I noticed I missed was being able to share those little wins that I'd have during the day. Like, I very, very vividly remember posting my first ever blog post on LinkedIn, and I spent ages on it. I was really trying to be perfectionist on it, which I am totally not these days. Like, I'll do a couple of proofreads, but that's about it. I feel like getting the content out there and the message out there imperfectly is much more valuable than having everything worded perfectly. But anyway, that's a side note. Putting my first ever blog post out on LinkedIn, I literally like hit submit and then I put my arms up and kind of leant back in my chair and said, yes, I did it. And I realized that no one was around. I used to do that kind of thing in the office. Like, I'd send a report to a client or I'd get a yes from a client to a new fee. And I would turn around and be like, yes, I got it. And then people would turn around and ask me, oh, what happened? Well done. I really missed being able to share those wins. And it's just different when you share those little wins in your work with people who aren't in the same game as you. So yes, I could tell my husband about it at the end of the day, or if I was catching up with a friend for coffee that afternoon, or for dinner that evening, I could tell them about it. But because they're not in it with you and they're not in the same kind of employment setup as you, they don't fully get it, right? Are you feeling me? Have you experienced the same as well? It can be really hard to get other people to fully understand the win that you had. So yes, they might understand you got a blog post out, but they might not understand writing a blog post for your own personal brand and how much mental and emotional tax that can take on you as a toll. So yeah, that was another thing I really missed, being able to share those wins. And on the flip side, being able to share my fears and my worries. One really specific fear that I had in the early days of my business was a fear that I wasn't doing enough. And I think this came from not having anyone to compare myself to. So when you work in corporate, you know what level you are. So for me, I was a senior mechanical engineer, and the person next to me was also a senior mechanical engineer. And you're kind of all pit up against each other, right? In terms of your performance. So you can get a pretty good idea of the level of quality that you're providing, or how well clients get along with you, or the amount of work that you're putting out and how quickly you are compared to the person next to you. So it's easy enough to see whether you're doing well at your level or not. Suddenly, when you own your own business, that's taken away from you. And because you're so conditioned to compare yourself to the people at the same level as you, when that's taken away, you kind of feel like, I mean, well, I did anyway. Let me know if you did. I felt a bit lost. I felt like, was I doing enough? Was I not doing enough? Oh gosh, I'm definitely not being enough or achieving enough in a day. And I actually found my old journal from when I first started my business. And I can see here with two of my journal entries a month apart. So this was something that definitely stayed with me for a while. There's one journal entry where I started with this. Okay, so why can't I shake this feeling off of not being able to get enough done each day? And then a month later, I wrote this. The biggest thing on my mind at the moment is that I'm not doing enough. Or maybe I feel that way because I don't have a plan. Or both fuel each other. Looking back now, when I was working in corporate, I really took for granted that team camaraderie, the support that I had every day at every second. I could turn around to my colleague, get some support. I could turn around to my manager if I was having a hard time, ask them what I should do next. Then all of a sudden I started a business, I was by myself and I had no freaking clue what to do, who to ask. I didn't know anyone in my industry and I just had no idea how to even start to ask for the support that I needed because maybe I didn't even know that I needed support. I think I felt like I just wasn't good enough rather than I needed someone to help me get good at these things. The other huge problem in my life and business at that point was not making enough money or not making any money at all. So for the first 3 months, I struggled on my own. I thought I could do it. I thought I would be able to look up all the information I needed to start a business online because there's so many free resources out there. And I'm sure that it can be done. But after 3 months, I was sick of doing it alone. I knew I needed help. So I specifically sought out a group coaching program. And at the time, it felt really frivolous and a bit luxurious to invest this stuff in myself with my own money. You see, in corporate, again, you kind of expect your employer to pay for everything for you. When you're out on your own, you are your own employer. So whatever help you need, you have to fund it yourself. And that was a huge thing that I had to overcome, like a mental block that I had to overcome in order to do that. But finally, after 3 months of just being sick of trying to figure all these things out alone and getting really frustrated and having no one to talk to about it, I said, yeah, okay, it's time I invested. Let's see if this helps me or not. Now, the business coach that I invested in, he was able to help. I learned quite a few structures, but the thing that was most valuable out of that whole investment was the connection with other entrepreneurs who were in the same boat as me. I was suddenly opened into this whole social circle of people online who were building online businesses, who were either coaches or other online service providers, who were either going through exactly the same problem as me, or had been there before and have now gotten out of that hole and was able to talk me through what happened then, that they totally understand how I'm feeling now, and that these are the steps that they took to overcome those things. So while I joined this group coaching program to get information from my coach to build a successful business, the unexpected opportunity that came my way, an unexpected positive thing that came out was creating this network of people who understood me, who got me, who understood all of my challenges because they'd been there personally before. And if I shared a win with them, like posting my first blog post, they would understand how emotionally and mentally taxing that would have been for me as my first ever publication, and they would congratulate me accordingly. The other unexpected benefit that I found was realizing that I could start to help others. So other people within the group, they would come to the coaching sessions with the problem that they were facing right now. And so our coach would give them a bit of coaching, but also encouraged us to chat in the chat box. So type in the chat box if we had anything we wanted to add or say, or if we'd been through it before. And I started to realize that a lot of the problems they were talking about, I had been through before and actually overcame. And I could then share how I overcame them and give them some advice. That in itself is such a huge confidence booster, because when you realize you're able to help someone else, it makes you realize that you are now an expert in that thing, or you've overcome all these problems. I think when you're by yourself, it's really easy to forget that you've overcome all of these problems by yourself, but listening to other people's journeys makes you kind of reminisce and remember the time that you were in that deep hole as well, and that you got out of it, and here's how you did it. The huge lesson for me here was that just because I was working alone didn't mean that I had to do it all alone. I could create my own version of what colleagues would be. It's not the same as having someone just, you know, like at the desk next to you and you can share a joke. But I mean, these days after COVID, a lot of people are working from home anyway. So are we really missing out on that much if we've got an online community to turn to or someone on WhatsApp or Voxer to send a message to, right? It's probably similar to how lots of people these days are working. I also find that most business owners are just so happy to be generous with their knowledge and experiences and things that they've been through before. I've found some amazing connections that I've met online who've become some of my closest friends now. I speak with them about business stuff. They come to me for advice as well. And it never feels like a burden on each end because having someone to speak to and also to give advice to is so soul nourishing. It makes you feel confident. It makes you feel good that you're able to help someone else who is in a situation that you've been through before. And I love this environment of being able to lift other people up to help other businesses be successful as well through your own experience. And isn't that just so different to what we've learned in society about big corporations and business owners? I think growing up, I felt like business owners were all in competition with each other and they're always trying to tear each other down. But in this new age of business, and certainly in the circles that I've inserted myself into, it's really about helping other business owners to succeed and sharing your own failures and own wins and own ways of doing things to see if that would help other people as well. And I just love that so much. If you've been following me on Instagram, you'll know over the past couple of weeks, I've been asking entrepreneurs who are also mothers to help me by filling out a short survey. And the purpose of this survey was to finalize some details of my new offer that's coming out soon. And it is all based around community and building a place where women who have families can come together and talk about the challenges of business and family, all blended together. So it's still in the works. It doesn't have a name yet. I've got loads of ideas of how it will be run, how to launch it, how to start. And because this is something new to me, I've never created anything like this before. I want to do it a bit differently. I want to show you how I'm building it, the decisions I'm making day to day, what's going on behind the scenes. So as of Friday this week, I'll be going live on Instagram every, I'm going to say morning, it might change from week to week, but every Friday morning, I'll go live and tell you what's been happening in the past week in terms of building this community. And I want it to be this live experiment for everyone to see. So if you're interested in following along, to hear about some of the wins and pitfalls that I go into, then yeah, if you're a bit curious at all, come and follow me on Instagram at @TiffanyDawson_. So as of when this episode comes out, the first Instagram live that I'll be doing on this topic will be tomorrow. So yeah, I really look forward to sharing all of the details with you because I feel like a lot of the time when people are launching, they tell you the story after they've launched. And usually after they've had a really successful launch. But I want to give you this information live. I want to show you what's actually going on behind the scenes. There's no secrets. Nothing's kept behind wraps. It is all for everyone to see. So yeah, this is something different that I'm doing that I want to share with you. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know if you have any questions specifically to do with how I'm going to create this community or the launch or things that you'd like me to answer within those lives, or just come along and see what I've got in store for you. I hope you've enjoyed today's chat. I'll be back next week with a brand new interview for you, which I'm really excited to share about. It's got a little bit to do with how to use AI in your business. So if that's something you've been wondering how to do, stay tuned, subscribe so you know when next week's episode comes out. But other than that, have a really great rest of your week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you could help me spread the word that this podcast is here to help other female solopreneurs just like you. Please give this podcast show a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and subscribe if you'd like to see when future episodes come out. If you have any questions about the topic spoken about today, I'm always happy to answer your questions. Come and find me over on Instagram at @TiffanyDawson_ and shoot me a DM. I'd love to help. Until next time, take care.